a program to build the homes we need. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has promised a break with the housing policies of the establishment parties in recent years. He calls for more house building, rightly stating that there is no solution to the housing crisis that doesn't start with a big program of building council homes. He has promised rent control and an end to regeneration schemes that contribute to social cleansing, i.e. reducing social housing and pushing out working class people. The policy document he produced on housing during the leadership campaign is strikingly different from Labour's previous policies. It is similar to the policies of Unite, which were endorsed by trade unionist and socialist coalition TUSC in the general election campaign earlier this year. Change. The hope for a change in housing conditions was an important factor mobilizing people previously alienated from politics behind Corbyn's leadership campaign. What a contrast with what went before. The previous Labour leader Ed Miliband shrank from a commitment to reverse cuts in the social housing grant, cut from an inadequate £2.3 billion to £1.1 billion by the last government, let alone advocate a massive council house building programme. Instead, Miliband offered only the weakest measures to address skyrocketing private rents. Yet, after the election, Labour MPs drew the conclusion that Miliband had actually been too radical. Chris Leslie, briefly shadow chancellor, rushed to say Labour would not support any form of rent control. He said it would make Labour look anti-business. MPs like him still sit on Labour's backbenches and even in the shadow cabinet. They are stunned by Corbyn's victory and seek to undermine his policies. Therefore, we need a mass movement of trade unions, tenants groups and young people to fight for socialist housing policies. Labour's current commitment to build 100,000 social homes is an improvement on the recent past, though still not high in historic terms. Labour is right to say that investing in new homes would pay for itself over the long term. In fact, it's the lack of investment in house building behind the rise in house prices and rents. Shadow Housing Minister John Healey is reported as refusing to be drawn on commitments to build social rented housing. But he is right to describe the affordable rent product, at up to 80% of market rents, as a linguistic contrick. He points out that government spending on housing benefit will be £120 billion over the next 5 years, almost £50 billion of which goes to private landlords. Meanwhile, investment funding in grants for building new affordable homes over the next 5 years will be little more than £5 billion. We need real rent control that keeps rents at affordable levels, not just a control on the rate of increases as sometimes suggested. Private tenants should get proper security and councils should start now by using the powers they have to stop dangerous conditions and profiteering. Investment. Corbyn has suggested measures such as People's Quantitative Easing to fund investment in housing and other pressing infrastructure projects. However, other Labour leadership candidates joined with the Tories in scaremongering, denouncing this idea as mad and dangerous money printing. In fact, successive Labour, coalition and Tory governments have carried out massive care to rescue the banks and capitalism. But instead of investing in socially useful projects, the money remains locked up in the financial system. This lack in investment in infrastructure meant that in 2012-13 there was the lowest number of new housing starts since the 1920s. Meanwhile, the banks and others continue to play casino-like games and pay huge bonuses to their top executives. In contrast, millions of working-class people are paying the price of this generosity to the capitalists through austerity, struggling to pay for a roof over their heads. Therefore, any future pro-working class government would be obliged to nationalize the banks, to channel investment into housing and socially useful projects. Indeed, planning to meet the needs of the overwhelming majority in the country, and not the money-making interests of the super-rich, requires major public ownership, including the giant construction companies, and democratic control of the main economic levers in society. Having a safe, secure and comfortable roof over your head should be a fundamental human right. But this is not the case for the majority under capitalism. The Socialist Party is campaigning now for the following policies. rent controls to stop excessive rents being charged, and reduce the housing benefit bill. Increase the minimum wage to £10 an hour as a step toward a real living wage, and end to benefit caps and punitive benefit sanctions. Axing the bedroom tax on social housing tenants. A massive program of council house building, nationalization of the major banks and giant construction companies to resource this housing program. Private landlords enjoy a massive public subsidy, amounting to £27 billion a year, pocketing housing benefit, and getting generous tax concessions, the equivalent of over £1,000 for every household. Rogue landlords in England are raking in £5.6 billion a year for 740,000 unsafe rented homes that fail to meet legal standards. 126 MPs are landlords. 17 London MPs own various properties worth over £100,000 from which they earn in excess of £10,000 a year. Tory MP for Harrow East, Bob Blackman, has a buy-to-let portfolio of 6 properties in Welwyn Garden City, jointly owned with his wife, as part of its extra £12 billion welfare budget cuts. The Tories have further capped support payments and ended the limited housing benefit currently available to under 21s,